Perek Kafvav, which is a connected to Perek Zayin. It really follows Perek Zayin. It recaps some of the Nevuot in Perek Zayin, and then it goes on to seeing the ramifications of Yirmiyahu's attack on the Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash. Bereshit Mamlechet Yoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda Haya Davar Hazeh Me'et Adonai Lemor. So we have a time frame that this is done in the beginning of the rule of Yoyakim ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda. Hayad davar hazem et Hashem lemor. This is the word of God that came to Yirmiyahu. And we mentioned that it's specifically Yoyakim did reversed a lot of Yoshiyahu's religious reform in order to ally himself and to find himself allies with the those who opposed the ways of Yoshiyahu. And of course we know that Yoyakim was a puppet king of Mitzrayim, and that was also opposed to Yoshiyahu's position. Yoyakim allows and becomes very free with the corruption, allows the corruption, and reversing the religious form means he also allows many gods in Yehuda. Pasuk bet, ki ko amar Adonai, amod b'hatser bet Adonai. Again, now where to God speaks to Yirmiyahu, stand in the hatser bet Hashem, the bet HaMikdash. V'dibarta el kol are Yehuda, ba'im lishtahavot bet Adonai. Speak among all of the people from the cities of Yehuda that come to bow in the house of God. Et kol ha'devarim asher tziviticha ledaber. Say all the words that I have commanded you to speak, alehim. To the Al Tigra Davar, right? Do not lack anything. And of course, this reminds us of Perek Aleph, where God continues to command him, whatever I put in your mouth, you will speak and don't fear. And so here he's telling him, don't remove anything. Al Ulai Yishmeu V'yashuvu Ishmi Darko Hara'a. Maybe they will hear and they will return from their evil ways. And if, of course, they do teshubah, I will be consoled from the evil that I have thought to do to them. Because of the evil of their ways. Tell them, if you don't follow in my Torah that I put in front of you, to listen to the words of my servants, the Nevi'im, asher anu sholech alechem, that I sent to you, v'hashkem v'shaloach v'lo shmatem. Again, this exact same language of v'hashkem v'shaloach means that I repeatedly sent to you, and you did not hear. The same language is used in Pasuk Perek Zayin. V'natati et ha'bayit hazeh kishilo, v'et ha'ir hazot eten l'klala l'chol goy ha'aretz. And again, a repetition of a famous of something that he said in Perek Zayin, the connection and the daring connection of the Beit HaMikdash to Mishkan Shiloh, which was destroyed also for a corruption, for reasons of corruption. Those who get who got very focused on the sacrificial worship without correcting their corrupt ways. Beit Ha'ir Hazot Eten L'Klala, I will give to the city a curse. The Chol Goyah Ha'aretz, to all the nations of the world. Okay, now the reaction. This is we're heading into a story here, and Yirmiyah says this in at the Beit HaMikdash, and this is where a place of gathering. First and foremost, we would expect the Kohanim to be there. There are Nevi'im, obviously Nevi'ah Sheker there, and there's plenty of people in the nation, and how do they react? Pasuk Zayin. Vayishmeu haKohanim veNevi'im b'kol ha'am. The Kohanim, the Nevi'im, as we said, Nevi'ah Sheker, and the masses of people. Et Yirmiyahu medaber ha'dvarim ha'ele b'beit Adonai. Here Yirmiyahu say these words in the house of God, the Beit HaMikdash. Vayhi kechalot Yirmiyahu ledaber et kol asher tzivah Adonai ledaber. When Yirmiyahu finishes saying all the words that God commanded him to speak. Again, the Pasuk emphasizes here that Yirmiyahu is speaking the word of God. And we'll see that's be Yirmiyahu's defense. El kol ha'am, to all the people, v'yitpisu ato ha'kohanim v'nevi'im v'chol ha'am, le'mor mot tamut. The Kohanim, the Nevi'im, and the nation grab him, capture him, and they say, you shall surely die. Now pay attention to the position here. At this point, the Am is aligned totally with the Kohanim and the Nevi'im. They are equal. They're all capturing him and saying, you must die. Madua nibeta b'shem Adonai lemor kishilo yabayut hazeh.
And they question him. They said, how dare you? Why did you prophesize in the name of God to say that this house will be like Shiloh? Now, it sounds like they're even accusing him of being a Shekhar, because he says, why did you prophesize in the name of God, right? That this house will be like Shiloh. Again, that is almost sacrilegious to the memory of Shiloh in their mind, the ultimate destruction. How could the Beit HaMikdash become like Shiloh and the city will be destroyed without any inhabitants? And therefore, all the people gathered against Yirmiyah in the Beit HaMikdash. Vayishme'u, and we have to assume at this moment that if there would be no intervention, there would have been a total lynching of Yirmiyah. Pasuk Yud. Vayishmeu sarei Yehuda et hadvarim ha'eleh, vayalu mibet ha'melech bet Adonai, vayishvu bepetah shar Adonai hadash. Now, in the times of Joachim, we'll see that Joachim was a very strong king, but his officers were weak, and it was a centralized power in the hands of the king. But as evil as the king was, we'll see that his sarim, who are weaker, he has some people who do listen to the word of the Nevi. And here they come, and they almost literally save the day. Vayishmu sarei Yehuda, sarei Yehuda, he must have heard this tremendous ruckus, and they come from that Beit HaMelech to the Beit HaMikdash. Vayishvu bepetah shar Hashem Hadash. Right? And they sit in the opening, right, of the Sha'ar Hashem Hadash, the new gate in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's a sign that they're coming now to judge. They're coming now to bring law and order to this situation. So this really literally saves Yirmiyah. It gives him due process, and he is not killed as the intention of the mob seemed to have been. Pasuk Yudalev, Vayomru Akoanim Benevim El Asarim Ve'el Kol Ha'am Lemor, Mishpat Mavit La'ish Hazeh, Ki Niba El Ha'ir Hazot Ka'asher Shematem Be'oznechem. So something interesting happens here. The Am shifts from aligning themselves with the Kohanim and the Nevi'im. They were the prosecutors. The Am shifts from the prosecutorial side and moves to the judging side. And they are now aligned with the Sarim, more objective. So the Am is almost aligned and with the Sarim as judges. Vayomru HaKohanim BaNevi'im, the Kohanim and the Nevi'im are the prosecutors, no more the Am with them. Ela Sarim ve'el kol ha'am, to the Sarim and the Am. Lemor, they say, Mishpat Mavit La'ish Hazeh, he should have the death penalty. Ki Niba La'ir Hazot Kasher Shematem BaOznechem, because he prophesied on the city, as you have heard with your own ears. And again, the Am was there. And they had heard themselves. They refuse even to repeat his words out of fear that it's almost sacrilegious. Vayomer Yirmiyah al kol ha'sarim ve'al kol ha'am lemor, Adonai shilachani linaber labayit hazeh ve'lerazot et kol ha'devarim asher shematem. Yirmiyah's answer, simple, it lacks a massive defense. He simply says, whatever I said is true. I said it. Doesn't deny it. And he speaks to the Sarim and the Am, the judges, and he gives his defense and says, but God has sent me to prophesize on this house and on this city everything that you've heard. So I don't deny anything. Right? But I've been sent by God. Now he continues in the rebuke. He uses this not just to defend himself, but to rebuke the people. Right? He tells them, correct your ways. Listen to the voice of God. And if you do that, right, Hashem will relent to the evil that he spoke against you. Bani, hineni biyedchem, asu li katov v'chayashad v'enechem. Says Yirmiyah now, says, I'm in your hands. Do whatever is right and good in your eyes. Meaning, you can do whatever you want. What you do to me is not the most important factor. Ach, pasuk tedvav, however, yadoa tedu, you should know, ki mimitem atem oti, if you kill me, ki dam naki atem notnim alechem, you are putting upon yourselves innocent blood. Ve'el ha'ir hazot, and on this city, ve'el yoshveha, and all the inhabitants, ki be'emet shilahani Adonai alechem, in truth, God did send me up to you. To speak in your ears all of these words. So, Yirmiyah simply just defends himself by saying, I said it, I admit everything, but it came from Borei Olam. That's his simple defense. And it works. Vayomru hasarim v'kol ha'am, the sarim v'kol ha'am come, el ha'kohanim v'el nevi'im, to the prosecutors, en la'ish hazeh mishpat mavit. He has no death penalty. Ki b'shem Adonai Eloheinu diber eleinu. Right? He spoke in the name of our God. It seems to be that his words that they said, they deeply knew that they were correct and they were right. And now, when Yirmiyah just says they came from God, it's clear that they identified it when they understand that how true his words are. Now, the story should end here. However, it doesn't, because even the words of the Sarim and the Am, the Enlo Mishpat Mavit, doesn't stop it. Now there are Anashim Mizikne Ha'aretz, from the elders of the land, that seem to remember the good times, the better times, the times before these evil kings. And they talk about a story of a Nevi in the earlier times of Hezkiyahu. So Ve'akum Anashim Mizikne Ha'aretz, from the elders of the land, Ve'yomru El Kol HaKahal Am Lemor, to the entire congregation of the people, saying, Micha Morashti Hayani Babi Me Hezkiyahu. This prophet Micha Morashti prophets of the times of Hezkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Ve'yomru El Kol Am Yehuda Lemor, and he spoke to all of the nation, saying, Kol Amar Adonai Sevaot, that's what he said, Sion, Sadeh Teharish, Sion will be plowed over like a field. Yerushalayim Iyim Tiyeh, and Jerusalem will become destroyed ruins. V'har HaBayit LeBamot Yad, and the Beit HaMikdash will be like rubble in the forest. So this was a harsh prophecy. Did Hezkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, and all of Yehuda, kill him? Halo yare et Adonai, v'yihal et pnei Adonai, v'yinahem Adonai el hara'ah shediber alehim, v'anachnu rosim gra'a gedola al nafshotenu. So did Hezkiyahu kill him? Rather, what did he do? He feared Hashem, and he prayed to God, and God relented on the evil that he was to do to them. So it worked. They did teshuvah, and it worked. Right, we are doing evil to our souls. Pasukav. Begam. Now they tell a second story to contrast their time and the better times under the Tzaddik King Hezekiah. V'gam ish haya mitnabe b'shem Adonai, Uriah ben Shemayahu, Mikiryat Hayarim. It was another prophet that spoke in the name of God from Kiryat Yarim. V'inabe al ha'ir hazot v'al ha'aretz hazot k'chol divrei Yirmiyahu. He prophesied on this city and on this land like the words of Yirmiyahu. V'yishma ha'melech Yoyakim v'chol giborav. V'chol ha'sarim, right, and the king Yoyakim and all of his great men and his officers at the Devarav, they heard his words. V'yivakesh ha'melech ha'mito, the king sought to kill him. V'yishma Uriyahu, Uriyahu heard that he's in danger. V'yira, he was feared. V'yivrach, he ran away. V'yavo Mitzrayim, and he came to Egypt. Now we already know Yoyakim has a good relationship with Egypt, so it was probably very easy for this next step to happen. V'yishlach ha'melech Yoyakim anashim Mitzrayim. He sends messengers to Egypt. Et El Natan ben Achbor. This person named El Natan ben Achbor. V'anashim ito, people with him, El Mitzrayim, to Egypt. They took him out of Egypt. They brought him to Yoyakim. They killed him with the sword. And they threw his body into the graves of the common people. This was the Nevi. So we have now the Sarim proclaim his innocence. Sknehaam go back into the two stories of the Nevi in the time of Hezekiahu and Micha, and the Nevi in the time of Joachim, recent period, and how the different reactions. And they're seeming clearly to say that the right approach would be to follow Hezekiah. So we would assume that Yirmiyah has nothing to worry about at this point. But that's not true. Even with all this, Pasuk Kafdal comes and enters, but he's only really saved through the intervention of one individual. Even with the Sarim proclaiming him innocent, the volatility of the situation would seem to say that he was still in danger. Achyad Ahikam ben Shafan Haita et Yirmiyahu lebilti tetoto biyad ha'am lahamito. What saved him? Ahikam ben Shafan, right? The hand of Yahikam was with Yirmiyahu lebilti tetoto biyad ha'am lahamito, not to give him into the hands of the people to kill him. But we already saw that the people proclaimed en leish mishpat mavet. So we have to say there were different portions of the people with different opinions, and there certainly was a mob still willing and wanting to have Yirmiyah killed for his words. But nevertheless, this Ahikam ben Shafan intervened and prevented this from happening. Now we know that this Ahikam ben Shafan was a very important person. We've seen this family many times. Ahikam ben Shafan is the father of somebody who will become appointed for in charge of the people, and that would be, of course, Gedaliah ben Ahikam. And we've seen his brothers and his father repeatedly over. They seem to be a very important group of people, and there seem to be a powerful people, and they're the ones who intervene to help save Yirmiyah.